23.
Okay, Rudy, your question is, who said, I have not yet begun to fight?
Papa Smurf.
Rudy, you've answered every question, Papa Smurf.
It's wrong?
Of course it's wrong. Papa Smurf never said I have not yet begun to fight.
Who did?
Clint Eastwood.
This game's too hard for me.
Oh. Huxtable residence. Yeah, she is. Hold on for a second. Vanessa, you have a phone call from a boy.
A boy? Has he got the right number?
Probably just about some homework.
He doesn't have that homework sound.
Whoa.
I'll take it to the kitchen.
You guys hang up the second I get on.
Let's listen.
No.
Hello there.
Can I help you?
Yeah, you're a little combustible, all right.
Who?
That's the name we used to call your father way back in the old days. Your father home, I'm Ernie Scott.
Oh, hey, he told us you were coming.
Weren't your dad's old track coach at Hillman College?
Do I look like I could be your father's old track coach? Don't answer that.
Okay, I'll go tell Daddy that you're here.
Thank you.
Okay.
You know, Dad has this great picture of you when you're lifting him up in the air after you won this big race.
I don't think I was lifting him up in the air. I think I was just trying to carry him back to the locker room after he had collapsed on me.
What happened?
Nothing. That's just what he would usually do. He'd, after every race, just collapse. Stadium would be clearing out, he'd still be lying there. You got the pepper?
I got the pepper.
Hey, Cliff, our boy.
How's everything?
You got something else there, too. All right, come on. Tell me what you've been doing besides gaining weight.
The same belt size I had when I was in college.
Yeah.
That's right.
You used to wear it a little different place, though, didn't you?
Theo, you're looking at a man who changed my entire life.
Oh, listen.
Before I met this man, I was happy. And then he made me run the 440.
Now, look here, Cliff. I've come by to see you because, as you know, I go to a lot of these masters track meets.
What's that?
Track meets for people over 35 who still want to compete.
Yeah, and at every one I go to, I see all your old teammates. There's Tommy Seals, there's Reggie Struthers, Toussaint Jackson.
Well, how are they doing?
They're in terrific condition. I mean, of course, you have to be, you know, when you're going to compete at that level. I mean, they're running against guys like Benny Moore, like Whitfield, Sanford B., Tailwind Turner.
Tailwind Turner. He's still running?
Yeah, that's right.
Who's Tailwind Turner?
The only man ever to beat your father. Remember that?
Henry Lace.
Hillman College versus Norton University, battle of the two great anchormen, Sanford B., Tailwind Turner, Heathcliff, Combustible, Huxtable.
Let me tell you something. It came to the anchormen, Tailwind, and Dad. I call myself Combustible because, boom, when I explode, that's it. And they had a 20-yard lead. Tailwind took off. I felt him. Whoosh. I got the baton, and I took off. Now, this is a pin relay. You got about 43,000 people talking about, whoa. I got to hold back, you understand? I can't listen to the crowd, so I'm talking to myself. I said, we use intelligence, stay loose, long, hard strides, pull out my fishing rod. And I and put a hook dead in his back and started to reel him in. Started coming back to me. And I'm staying smooth, bottom lip just bouncing beautiful. Came round the turn, now I'm 5 yards off of him, man. I said to myself, Combustible, bust him up. And I'm up on his shoulder and I hear the crowd say, whoa! And I did a body check, and the body said, go ahead. The body said, go ahead. Said, if you want him, go get him. And I said, look out. And this man started to edge over. In other words, he was pushing me. Without touching me, he's pushing me. Pushed me from lane 2 to lane 6, almost up in the stands.
Now, wait a minute. Turner said he never ran you wide.
He's a liar.
No. It's been going on for 26 years. Until finally, last week, it all came to a head.
What do you mean, the head?
I challenged him to a rematch.
You did?
Yes,
good,
sir.
Good, good, good.
Hillman versus Norton. 3 weeks from Saturday, it's going to take place in the Masters meet at the Meadowlands.
Well, good. My family and I, we're going to get tickets and we'll come out and watch it. No, I'm way, way out of shape.
Dad, you're in good shape. You jog a couple of times a week.
To jog is to go pit-pat, pit-pat. To run the 440 is to go splish-splash, splish-splash.
How much did you weigh in college?
175.
Mm. How much you weigh now?
175.
With your clothes off?
206.
Whoa!
Honey!
Oh, Claire, my love, look at you.
Mom, guess what?
What?
Dad is running against Tailwind Turner.
I never said I was running anything.
Tailwind Turner?
Yes.
That tired little toad?
Claire.
Oh, now, come on. If you know you would have caught him that day, honey, you should have seen your father. He took off like a streak of lightning, honey. He had on white shoes with red shoelaces that I had bought him myself.
I was looking smooth, wasn't I, dear?
You was fierce. Only time I've ever seen this man run the last 100 yards of the race without tying up. Coming around that curve, smooth as whistle in the wind. Little head turned to the busy, baby. He was overtaking me, was getting ready to pass him. And then this little sneaky snake starts to edge over and tries to push your father up to the top of the stands.
No. And he only beat me by half a step.
No. Turner has been bragging for years that he beat you by a full 10 yards.
No, he didn't say that.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
He said he had already had his sweatpants on, was eating himself a hot dog by the time you staggered across his head.
You know he wouldn't say that to my face.
He said he would say that to your face. He said the only problem is you probably wouldn't recognize him because all you've ever seen is the back of his head.
He said that? That's what he said? He said that, huh? That's what he said? I'm going around twice. Okay. I won't stop here. Twice. Okay.
Ready!
No, you don't yell ready. I'll let you know. When my arm drops, then you hit the watch. Okay?
All right, Dad. Come on, go, Dad. Come on, go. Go, go. Nice and smooth, Dad. Nice and smooth. Come on, run it out. Come on. Nice and smooth. Looking good, Dad. Looking good. Come on, nice and smooth. All right, Dad, come on, you're looking good. You're looking good. All right, come on, Dad. Looking good, Dad, come on, looking good, come on. Where'd he go?
You said you're gonna do two laps. You got a half a lap to go.
No, it's fine.
Fine, but look.
Sorry.
Look, you said you're gonna do 3 600s right. And 4 300s.
Right. Well, we don't need to do those today. This is a case. I wasn't in shape, but I'm in shape now.
You wanna see your time?
No. Yeah. No, let's go home.
Home.
Thank you. How you do?
Please, don't touch me.
You weren't out there very long.
I went out there. I said I was going to run 3 600s and a couple of 400s. So I took off on a 400, which is 2 laps around. And the first lap, I stayed pretty small. But then I went behind the bleachers. And the bear was waiting for me. And the bear gave me a sofa and a refrigerator and wanted me to carry it for the rest of the race.
Oh, Cliff, the first day is always the hardest. You have to give yourself a chance.
Every person that Ernie has lined up is in shape. I'm not going out there and embarrass myself.
Okay.
Claire?
Yes?
Would you bring the shower down here? Dr. Huxtable here.
Is this Dr. Heathcliff Huxtable?
Yes, it is. Who's speaking?
This is Colonel Sanford B. Turner, better known to you as Tailwind.
Yeah, Tailwind, how you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm in the Marine Corps now. I'm the coach of the track team here.
Oh, yeah? Well, the rumor is that you and your old cronies from Norton are looking for some kind of rematch.
That's right, and I heard that you have a long, long way to go to get the pepper.
Ha! Well, I got enough pepper to sprinkle on your little head.
I'll see you on the track, and if you can't find your way there, I'll send a car for you.
Well, I think you better keep it, because after the race, you'll need something to take you to the cemetery.
Keep your elbows in. Keep them in. Come on, that's it. Relax. All right. No. Here, slap it in. You got to slap it in.
I'll hurt you.
No, don't. Just slap it in. Come on.
Dad?
Huh?
Do I look okay for Leon's birthday party?
Well, I mean, Leon is in big trouble.
Thank you. I'm sorry I'm going to miss your race.
I'm sorry I'm going to miss Leon's birthday party.
You look beautiful, Vanessa. Yeah.
Thank you, Rudy. Dad, could I talk to you for a minute?
Yeah, sure.
Privately. It's about boys.
Excuse me.
Dad, in case a slow song comes up, when you slow dance with somebody, what do you do with this hand?
You could wave at the people who are coming in late.
Dad, This is serious.
Okay. All right, now the slow record comes on. Baby, what? Vanessa?
Hmm?
You don't mash your body up against any boy. I don't care who he is. You understand? You're not going to mash your body. Now, step back 12 inches.
Thanks, Dad.
All right. You got the pepper.
I got the pepper.
All right.
Oh, good luck. Honey, we'll be right up in the stand.
We'll be rooting for you, Daddy.
Okay, now, Ernie, I want you to make sure that Cliff's red shoelaces are tied tightly, that he's properly warmed, and that he doesn't pull anything.
Do it to him, Dad.
Now, come on. I ask you, have you got the pepper?
I got the pepper.
All right, come on. We got to go smoke. Now, come on.
I hope he wins.
I hope he comes out of it alive.
Welcome to our preliminary event tonight, a special master's relay between Hillman College and Norton University. Leading off for Hillman is Tommy Seals, and for Norton, it'll be Benny Moore. They're off! Here comes Benny Moore now, overtaking Seals. Norton has the lead. As they make the exchange, now running for Norton, Damari Abayomi, and for Hillman is Reggie Struthers. Here comes Struthers. And now Abayomi.
I don't care what anybody says, it was not a tie. Beat that little weasel.
I think I beat him too.
And looked good doing it.
Did I look good?
Oh, you were so cute in your little shorts, muscles rippling.
Oh, my goodness, rippling.
Long, beautiful strides.
Oh, yeah. You know what else? I really feel good. My stomach is flattened out a little bit from those workouts. It's really good for me.
Why don't you turn out the lights?
I would, but I'm so stiff I can't.
Audience.